This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments on a case of great interest to Wall Street banks, traders, lawyers, as well as the prosecutors and regulators keeping watch. It's the first insider trading case at the high court in nearly 20 years. When the ruling comes down, perhaps next year, it could make it harder or easier to prosecute some insider trading cases. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Salmon v. United States turns on whether it matters if the person who gives the tip gets paid for it. That didn't happen in this case. A lower court said it was still insider trading because the tipper gave the information to a family member. Vanderbilt Law School professor Amanda Rose explains the potential consequences for prosecutors if the Supremes disagree.
They're going to have a harder time proving their cases, and there's going to be cases that they probably just won't prosecute because it will be difficult for them to win.
The ruling matters because there are many cases where people with insider information don't get paid. Some may just want to help a relative. The high court could say that's definitely insider trading. Mixed signals from lower courts on this make for high stakes here, explains Indiana University law professor Donna Nagy.
The Supreme Court has the opportunity to set out a new paradigm of sorts, if it wishes to, for generations to come.
If the court delivers a more expansive definition of insider trading, that'll empower those charged with policing Wall Street. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.